As the Forest fans get onto the station platform, the Millwall hooligans try to break through and attack them.
From Stirling, United, you're watching the pictures. Got a group of about 15 around that gate, giving it a good old go, trying to break through it.
With the Forest fans safely on the train, the older hooligans give up, leaving the younger ones to turn their attention to the police.
You received. We're looking at that now. We've got groups running around in the road under the bridge, and another group standing on the corner by the pub.
They are encouraged with an old terrorist song glorifying the small-time crook Harry Roberts, who murdered three policemen.
They're just trying to go around the back of them at the moment. I don't know if you're aware.
Sorry?
They're going around the back of them at the moment.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, all right. So as long as you're aware, I'm just letting them know to clock a couple and make sure we get them.
The streets are finally cleared. The season is only 2 months old, yet this is already the fourth time there has been major disorder at Millwall.
We've tried everything. We've tried letting everyone out together. We've tried just a couple of PCs walking up the road. We've tried everything, and nothing works, and it always ends in exactly the same scenario. We can't give up on it, but it does make you want to give up.
Millwall has always had a poor reputation for football violence, but it's by no means alone.